With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Audio Frontier.
Larsson. Oh, he's in! Henrik Larsson! That is sensational! Is there going to be a twist in the tail? Lovrekrantz! Yes, there is! Nakamura! Pedro Mendes! That is just brilliant!
It is Celtic Daff versus Rangers Daff, the final one of the season after the last Old Firm game of the season. We bring the two podcasts together for one last time, and in the green corner, fighting out of Cope Ridge, the smallest big man in Scotland, it is Christopher Toole.
Oof, the biggest small man, you mean?
The smallest big man, yeah, the biggest small man, that makes a lot more sense. And the second biggest small man in Scotland is in the blue corner, and he's from Steps, and he's Stephen Purdon.
Good evening.
And the other biggest small man, not so small.
The weeest big man.
The weest big man. The biggest man, aye, we know what you mean.
What a start. What an absolute start to this.
Pulled himself away from watching...
He's the weeest big man, he is.
And he pulled himself away from the bodyguard, and that's not the Richard Madden series, that's the Whitney Houston one, to be with us tonight to record this. It's Grado.
Good evening, panel.
What a film, Grado.
What?
What a film, eh?
It's all right.
Sorry.
And I will always.
John, leave you singing it all, man. Leave you singing it all.
I got the stuff that you want. I got the thing that you need.
Do you want to talk about the bodyguard or should we talk about the Old Firm yesterday?
By the way, the bodyguard's a good shoot.
I'm sorry,
I'll get you all on my movie podcast and we can talk about the bodyguard, right?
Right, okay, we'll do that. Let's talk about the fit boy yesterday. Gentlemen, you said all kind of. It's all just a bit calm. It's all, you know, usually we come in here, so there's a wee bit of needle, there's a wee bit of ripping the piss.
I'm just kind of sat back
and just like, eh.
I'm really hungover.
I'm a bit rough to be honest with you.
Right.
I've got
a sore foot. Aye, right, brilliant.
I'm not hungover and fucking toes get gout.
So, Old Firm yesterday, general feelings first off.
I think the boys touched on it in the main show. It didn't feel very, very important or anything like that yesterday. Do you know what I mean? Am I wrong?
Such a bizarre build-up, man. It's like so used to getting up at like 7 o'clock on Old Firm Sundays and getting a carry out and a go early doors. But this man was like, when he's come round about 11:30? Aye, right, cool.
Mid time's a kick-off, 12 o'clock, right? Get you at 5 to 12.
Aye, what's that?
I sat in the house myself and just sat.
Did you really?
Just sat and watched it myself. Not a bit of alcohol passed my lips during the game. I had two pieces in bacon and a cup of tea. Sat down just as the game kicked off because me and Nicola were going out last night. But I said that to Nicola when we were out last night. Usual few bevies, you start talking about it, you got all passionate about it. And I was trying to stay pure calm, but when Sakala scored, man, I fucking done laps in my living room, man. Just fucking jumping about daft, man. But no, it was. It is what it is, isn't it? Meh.
Meh.
I mean,
from a Celtic perspective, obviously, you know, that could have been party time if they had won the game. But it just felt really flat then. Do you know what I mean? It just felt really, really flat. Let's get into it then. Start with the starting lineups. Celtic unchanged from the Ross County game, Chris. Is that the team you'd have started with that went out there?
To be honest with you, I think I would have started with Giakoumakis yesterday. Mm. However, I think if he'd have played for the start, he'd get sent off. Aye, he would have got sent off. That's what I was going to say. He's flinging his cell about a bit when he came on. But other than that,
Rogic, you know, I mean, obviously he does so well against Rangers in these games.
I was surprised he didn't start.
I don't think he was 100% fit. Right. He was supposed to be out of the game. Mm-hmm. A couple of days ago, there was reports that he wasn't going to make it for the game, so he would have had to have started on the bench, I think. So, he can't. Like you said, it was I know it's a strange thing to say, but yesterday it was kind of a nothing game. I know that it sounds daft with four games left to go, and there's still a possibility that Rangers could have won the league, but it was kind of a nothing game yesterday. There wasn't any same sort of fire or anything like that. And I think that they knew that. But it feels terrible calling it that sort of thing. But do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do you understand what I mean? It wasn't a nothing game, but it just did not feel anything like games in the past. Rangers have obviously got their European game on their mind. Celtic, pretty much, even if Rangers had have won yesterday, there's no much chance that they're going to drop another 4 points, considering they've only dropped so little points in the league in the lead up to it since like September or something like that. So
September, aye.
From an Angels perspective, obviously one eye in Europe, kind of half an eye on Thursday just gone by. A few changes to the side there. Surprised that Ryan Jack didn't start, Stephen?
No, I said this on Friday night when I was on the Go Radio football show, you know. I think Scott Arfield and Davis will start. I didn't see Jack starting because one eye on Thursday, and everybody says there's so many changes, we'll change this, change that. But two reasons. The squad's doing its bare bones. We've not really got that big a squad at the moment. I think that was very apparent when you seen our bench yesterday, as opposed to Celtic's bench. There wasn't much on the bench for us. Plus, I know what you're saying there, Toll. It felt like a kind of nothing game. But for us, there was still that thing at stake where you don't want to lose the league against your fiercest rivals. You don't want to. So that's why the two reasons I didn't think there were much changes. But I did think Arfield and Davis would have started. I didn't think Jack would have started. I wasn't surprised at that.
The good
thing with the draw is I can now go on to Grado's Big Family Wrestling Show without having to worry about missing Celtic winning the league.
Well, do you know, that did cross my mind, Toll. That crossed my mind through the game yesterday, so I was a bit kind of delighted at that, mate. But now you're fat that you're fat, mate, so there's another week's excuse you could have to pull it, I don't know.
Listen, I don't pull it. I come inside.
What?
Please remember it is called Grado's Family Wrestling Bash, mate.
So I'm bringing my two wains and my niece to it, man. Fucking wrap that chat. You know what I mean? I want my money back.
Sorry, as long as I'm not listening to this, they'll be fine.
I know. Are you all kind of started this kind of false nine then?
I was worried it would be Sakala stepping off. I think Sakala for me was a big one. I thought, not that I was surprised that he was starting, but I must admit, Sakala did prove me wrong that way.
Everybody gets the rank.
Aye.
I don't see all the Rangers games right, but every time he's played against us, he's been a pure nuisance. I think he's any time I've watched him playing, he's been really good. And
yeah, I think first off yesterday, man, I think he was fucking awful, man.
He didn't have any service or anything like that, but Stephen, do you know what I mean?
But he was supplying the fucking service.
Do you know what, have you noticed, see McCoy can he go on one bit?
No, it's frustrating.
I'm not going, man. But it is frustrating. And you can see in the back, and you can see the post, fucking meter in.
We'll get into the second one a bit later on.
I noticed something about McCoy's commentary yesterday, right, and it's going to annoy me now, and see when I tell yous what it is, it's going to annoy
me. About it?
No, see when something happens, like, I'll tell you what, that was a great chance. It really was.
He always says it really was.
And it's stuck in my head now, and now that I've noticed it, it's going to annoy the life out of me.
The big one for me is, make no mistake about it, and he done it twice in 30 seconds when he done the build-up with Andy Walker. He went, Andy, make no mistake about it, and then he done it like 20 seconds later. Somebody actually put up a wee bingo of the things he always says, there's always that. And it's always, I tell you something, Darryl.
He does say, I tell you something a lot as well.
How's your lockdown?
Something I've always wanted to ask you.
Did you always like football?
First chance really fell to Ryan Kent, which then was a very similar chance to what obviously failed for Yota for the opening goal. Could he have done better with that one, Stephen? It was quite a hard chance to take, but I thought here's a goal here as soon as he hit.
I think he was caught in his heels a wee bit, man. I think if he's more proactive, should I say, that the ball's coming across, he's getting it. I think he's just that fucking bit behind, but he's got to fucking go and end it, man. You see, when Bourne is sleeping for the fucking reverse for Celtic, when Jota comes in for the goal, but you're going, Kent, man, like...
Yeah.
Celtic's goal is the exact same as Abada's goal.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you know, hang on, it's like the story of the season a wee bit, Bob. I just think... Aye. We're not clinical enough. Celtic are more clinical than us.
Aye.
They've got a striker to be fair.
No, but you...
I was saying that to the boys, exactly that grade. I was saying that to my mates in the group chat. I was going, in the final third yesterday, man, especially the first half, they're pure pitch. It's like you get into these positions, Tav makes a pure belt to the run, gets there, and there's nothing there. Every time we get in, either the wrong decision is getting made, or... there's need to own the end of a good ball coming in. Do you know what I mean? But like John says, but first choice is second choice striker, man.
Exactly. I mean, like we said, we're talking about Jota's goal there. Ryan Kent obviously missed that very similar chance. But poor from Golson and obviously poor from Barisic as well.
I think it was really poor for Sakara, mate. I think Sakara's got to be doing his job, tracking back. See, all stems for Sakara fucking daydreaming, man. And Celtic have that way to break down. And then I think, to be fair to Golson, he's kind of left in fucking no man's land himself because there's need to track the runner.
Aye, because Tavernier's been pulled out to the right at that point when McGregor makes that great. Yeah, McGregor makes that good run down the left hand side and made a good ball and obviously Jota on his heels there as well. Chris Jota, there's been a lot of criticism of Jota not turning up in the big games. I thought he did yesterday.
I thought he played well yesterday, especially the first half. I thought it was excellent. Again, there wasn't really any Celtic players that played poorly yesterday. Any time the ball was going forward and it got to Greg Taylor, it kind of ground to a halt a bit.
Thought Hatate was poor and I didn't think
Hatate was shite, aye, right enough. But that's par for the course since after the last...
He had about two games, he had that old form, he had the game against Hearts and he's...
That's par for the course and... It's a wee bit worrying because he still keeps getting in ahead other players, even though he's playing poorly. So I don't know what the script is regarding that, but I just hope that the rest in the summertime can get him back up to speed and maybe game, because like we say, he's almost played for two full seasons in a row without a break, so... Fingers crossed he gets back to the way he was, but...
He seems to go missing, doesn't he? You don't really know he's playing.
Yeah.
That's right. Do you know what? You see what you were saying last week as well, Stephen? And I had said that I thought any time Arfield plays, he plays really well. I thought, I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know he was on for
Arfield,
the first...
Arfield had one of his... I would say that's up there with the most... The one of his poorest games I've seen him playing for us.
Really? It's surprising considering it's Celtic as well.
See the position... That bit deeper yesterday, Arfield was playing where he's never been the quickest, but I feel he's lost that wee yard this season a wee bit where his legs looked like they were gone. And even on the ball, man, it was like his decision making, it was very uncharacteristic like him. He's not like usually like that. And it was a weird one to see him like that yesterday.
I thought he was brilliant. I thought he was superb yesterday.
Because
if I was in 2 weeks, mate, come on. And won my gels.
Are you going to the Frankfurt versus fucking Leipzig game?
Let's talk about Maeda.
I love Scott Arfield.
Didn't sound like it.
I said he's my pal, right? He follows me on Instagram now, there so he's my go. Pal.
Maeda chances, Chris, let's talk about them. I mean, the game could have been done by half time. I think if Maeda scores that header,
he's absolutely shot.
He's shot it, hasn't he?
Absolutely 100%.
Close his eyes and just hope for the best.
He's went in for the header, he's seen McGregor coming and he's kind of pulled out halfway through and he knows it too. He knows it at the end of the first half. The camera went on to him and he was shaking his head. And
George brother.
He knew that he'd fucked it. I'll be honest with you, I missed the second one because I was in doing a push.
Right, brilliant, aye. He had that chance as well, which it kind of fell to him inside the box and he hit the ball.
It was a mile offside.
Aye.
He was a fucking mile offside for that chance.
Yeah, he was. He seems to run that line really. He gets like. There's been a few chances where Maeda's been offside, you know. I think in the last game as well.
The game at Hampden, there was one where he was offside
by a mile.
They fucking hear the Glasgow cross, and they never called it. But again, I mean, the officials never covered their selling glory yesterday either.
Like, I thought they had an alright game. I thought Beat On. There was, I mean, none of us are talking.
Beat On again. Beat On again. You love that fucking Beat On.
I think the officials love me. I think Beat On.
I thought we're not talking about his performance today. I'm actually not talking about the referee.
I was not talking about the assistants. I thought they both of them
were different. What about when he's a mile onside, you're talking
about the one where Carter Vickers is on the deck.
Aye,
I know. But the referee's covered that by getting a free kick. And I don't know what he's gave the free kick for, because...
But the linesman put his flag up.
Right, I know, that's what I'm saying, but the referee's covered it as a foul rather than the offside. Mm-hmm. But the linesman has called it as offside, and it's never offside. You know what I mean? You've got to be honest, it's definitely never offside, but it's fucking... They're pish, man. They're just absolutely pish.
As ever.
He keeps having the same fucking conversation every week.
So Celtic really took the first half, I think you'll agree on that. But then Rangers...
We played well for our first 20 minutes. I think we dominated until...
I think, I agree with Grado. I think, up until Celtic scored, I think we had Celtic rattled a wee bit. They were running out ideas, didn't they? We were controlling the game, I think, in Celtic. I would argue scored against the run of play. I would say Rangers were controlling the game. And then once Celtic scored, I think we started to shite ourselves a wee bit.
After Kent's chance, Celtic took the upper hand.
I think the first half was a game of two halves, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So Rangers come into sort of second half. Sakala really raised his game in that second half, like you were saying, boys. You know, he made a big, big difference, and obviously went out, got his goal. Good, great strike. I think everyone will go and keep her getting beat at the near post, but I don't think Joe Hart's the chance of that.
It's the absolute mirror image of Marco Negri scoring at Parkhead.
I saw that, mate.
It was the wee man, he's hard up play as well. See that winning the balls in the air and bringing the ball down, he's back to goal yesterday, man. I was like,
it's he's about the same height as you.
I know, he's
honestly, the amount of times he was in the box for the headers, he is good. Yeah, he scored a couple of headers, didn't he, this season?
Motherwell, he scored a header. I think, the second half, I mean, Celtic not having a shot on target, second half says it all. Rangers, and I think, again, I was saying this in Rangers draft last week, John, I've fucking criticised them a lot. Yep. A lot of Rangers fans have, but Gio deserves praise again. He subs... Yeah. I wouldn't have took half who he took half. I wouldn't have changed it the way he did. I would have brought on Ryan Jack, and I would have brought on, who else did, Scott Wright. But again, the players who took half, but Scott Wright, again, he looked hungry again. He looked like...
There's that chance when he got beyond Carter Vickers to the byline.
That's right, aye.
Before, we
were making the changes yesterday, and I think Andy Walker said, when you was done the triple sub, you brought on Rogic, Giakoumakis, I can't remember who else he's brought on to. He's made
it better. Giakoumakis and Beat On as well.
Beat On again.
Beat On him.
When Andy Walker's gone, I mean, you just look at the strength and depth there that Celtic have got. And I'm sitting thinking the same. We bring on Scott Wright. I think Scott Wright had made an impact in any of the three in the come on. Do you know what I mean? Scott Wright was getting really at it.
I think Beat On made a fucking tremendous foul. Because Rangers were away, and if he hadn't have taken the yellow card for that, then it could have been a
completely different. But I mean, like, as an influential fucking thing in the game, I think Scott Wright really fucking, I think he looked really good, and him and Sakata, again, Gio deserves praise, and it made that game at own, man. I was just so gutted we didn't win it, because I think we deserved to win it based on the second half performance.
No, especially with Sakala's chance as well, because his goal looked harder to score than the second chance where he was kind of through on Hart. I can't remember, did he put it over?
No, he had a post.
Oh, he had a post, that's right.
It's as if he had too much time to think about it, mate.
He did, he took too long, didn't he?
And obviously you had Arfield's Joe Hart pulled off a tremendous save from Scott Arfield, and then Ryan Jack with a follow-up.
Ryan Jack with a follow-up, man. Oh, you know,
he's been watching too much fucking Cobra Kai.
Oh, mate, I know the karate kick, man, honestly. just pick a side there and it's a goal.
Yeah, but it was a great. I just had some save from Hart as well. You know, he had a bit of a nightmare earlier, just prior to that as well, though, with that kind of pass back, which he got and got completely wrong. Your heart must have been in your mouth then, Chris.
Listen, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. See this passing about at the back?
Oh.
That is going to, see, if we do that in Europe, we're going to fucking get mauled, because there's no way that these teams are going to be as lackadaisical.
The high press was just kept. We were just, as soon as you were trying that, we were just oiling that set.
It's terrifying, man. It's bad enough doing it against Rangers, right? See, even when we're doing it against, we were doing it against Alloa in the cup, and my fucking heart was in my mouth.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Rangers pressing game, Steve, I'm going to come on to that, because it seems to have improved over the last couple of weeks. And it seemed to, obviously, they're doing something in the training ground. And we've talked about Gio's tactics as well. I've got better. It just seems that there is something with the pressing game, because it was kind of a bit half-arsed, if you don't mind me saying, like a few months ago. And it seems to have got that together.
Well, it has, like I've said, the past few weeks, I think I'm quite excited now to see what's going to happen in the summer. Because I like, he's obviously getting his point. He's getting his message across to the players. They're starting to believe in it. I think we're looking very fucking fit. We look very, very fit. See the way our games are going on. We're finishing games very strong. I think a statistic yesterday came up. We've scored the most goals in the last 75 minutes. Rangers are looking very fit. And see, if you just had like a Morelos there yesterday. I think we're winning that game yesterday. Do you know what I mean? Look at that. You're looking at that team. I mean, John Lundstrom, he's everything Gio's all about the new. See the physicality he's got in the middle of the pitch, the box to box. Just that fucking, he looks like an athlete. And that's the way, they do look like that's why we're gone now in the high press. Like, you do that against teams. Teams need to be very good with the ball to come out. Do you know what I mean? And Celtic weren't good at that yesterday. Do you know what I mean? We were just fucking going right at them. But we didn't win, did we?
I'm excited for Lundstrom at Rangers. Feels as if he could build Gio could build the team around him next year, really? Without a doubt. And he's just, and I think he's getting it. I know.
I saw that video.
But even before that video, John, I reckon just with a bit in the semi final with Bassey getting in his log and stuff like that. It's refreshing to see somebody up for it like that, because for the last couple of years, although we've had the players like Kamara and Aribo, who are up great, but they don't show that fucking come on like the way Lundstrom has shown in the last couple of months.
His fucking fitness levels are phenomenal, aren't they? John Lundstrom.
Fitness is something I want to talk about. Celtic look like they fall away in the latter parts of the games, Chris. Do you think, obviously, they started with the three Japanese guys yesterday who we've talked about and have had, you know, what came straight off a J-League season straight into basically the Scottish season. Do you think that's got a part to play with it? Because Celtic fitness does seem to go in the latter stages of games.
John, it's almost as if I've been saying it every single week this season.
Aye, Tom, you have, but I think what John's point there is, I think what you've said quite a lot, is you were blowing teams away and playing this fucking high press expansive football. You didn't do that yesterday. You done it for about 20 minutes the first off, and that was it.
I think it's been a long season, to be honest with you. I think the season, like, we've... The point is that I was going into this season, we were looking at a rebuild, right? They've exceeded all expectations domestically. Right, so it's like I say, there has been a long season for the squad. It'll take it out them. They've gave 110%, and it's to be expected. What we need to work on, like you're saying there, is the fitness. And Stephen, what you're saying, the way Van Bronckhorst has come in, and the difference in the Rangers squad's fitness levels is incredible. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't remember Celtic having any sort of amazing levels of fitness. I'm going back into Strachan. The fitness that we had when Strachan was the manager, we could have played 180 minutes and not looked knackered, whereas since then, even I'm talking even Brendan Rodgers and stuff like that, the teams tended to tire out going into the latter stages of the game. But this Postecoglou's team look as if they're fucked at half time. It's been the same since the first kick of the ball. But Stephen, the point you made was that earlier in the season when we were going out and hammering teams early on in the game, and you can't do that for a full 90 minutes. You can't play that high press, like full on going 100 mile an hour for 90 minutes. You can't do that. But you need to find a good balance.
Well, he's only conceding. You don't concede in the second half, so.
Well, we conceded in the second half yesterday.
Yesterday, but has it been one game and one? Was it once in the last so many games that Celtic have conceded?
Is it not only 3 goals conceded in the second half since September?
That's mental, man.
I know it's bonkers, isn't it? But you know, it's all well and good saying that, but if you're nothing each, and you're blowing out your ass going forward, then, you know, conceding is only going to get you a point.
But mate, that's what's winning you the league, man. I think, see that spell for like that time you lost at Livingston to fucking present day, you know, see that spell, that run you went on for September and just blowing teams away, that's what's winning you the league.
Aye, I would agree with that 100%. And it's been good to watch as well. You know what I mean? It's not boring. It's never been boring watching them.
Yeah, you preferred watching this to a Rodgers team, Chris?
I think when Rodgers came in, it was all fucking bells and whistles. Everybody was like excited and stuff like that. Like I said at the start of the season, you would struggle to get that with any manager coming in again. So like, the road I wave on Rodgers' first season. See, after Rodgers' first season, it wasn't great to watch. I know they done 3 trebles, right? But it wasn't great to watch. The first season was really exciting and we were blowing teams away left, right and centre. But this season's got a different feeling to it because although Rodgers came in off the back of Dyla and we had been winning the league, this season we were coming in, we weren't champions anymore. We had a full squad, near enough a full first team leaving. You know, we had a new build on, so like there was a slight bit of excitement, but there was a slight bit of trepidation as well, worrying about fuck, Rangers could go on here and do 3 or 4 or 5 in a row, if depending on how this goes. So the fact that we've managed to all the pieces have fit in perfectly in the first season. I'm the same as Stephen. I'm looking forward now to this summer because we've just heard earlier now that the Russian teams have been binned out of Europe. So
if definitely you're going to the Champions League.
Straight into the Champions League. Rangers will go in at the third qualifying phase, which is obviously a help to them.
We'll go straight in, mate. We've got to win the Europa League, man.
let's be honest, that is a possibility. So, there's a chance that both...
They are in pot one. I mean, Grado, pot one.
Exactly.
It would be good, obviously, with the spending power when it comes to the Champions League money. You know,
exactly.
Like,
can you imagine?
It's going to be interesting to see both teams.
Rangers and Celtic in the Champions League would be some. When's the last time that happened?
Well, exactly.
A long time ago. Wow. A long time ago.
Yeah. I can't.
2010, maybe.
It was the season you played Villarreal in the quarters or something, or the last 16.
Last 16 it was.
Yeah, it'd be incredible.
That was the last season we were both in the Champions
League. I was there. Me and my mates were there, Villarreal.
So, the eyes that's going to put on Scottish football, we need to give a good account of ourselves. So the fact that we're guaranteed this money is hopefully they open the chequebook because I trust Ange.
Yeah.
I trust them with that kind of money because you look what he's put together on, let's be honest, in a Celtic and Rangers budget, it's not been a great amount of money. We've brought in more money than we've paid out. So we're in profit and he's still managed to build a team that's going to win the league. So my only fear is in Europe is that it doesn't have a plan B for playing against teams because we're due a draw Real Madrid or fucking Chelsea or somebody like that. Do you know what I mean? And if we do, teams like that, regardless of how well we're doing domestically, they're going to fucking murder us.
If you play like that,
unless we can figure out a way to play against them. So it's exciting, but it's I think there's going
to
be a few.
It's quite pally with Gio, man. Can you speak to Gio and get some tips?
They are quite pally. It seems that way.
Yeah, when Van Bronckhorst came in, his Rangers manager, the first person he went and met was Big Ange. They went out for lunch together.
I remember seeing a picture of that.
I don't know. Surely one of them's not an agent.
Sakala's chance, let's talk about that, because let's round that off. Obviously Rangers in the last kind of 10 minutes really kind of pushed it. Sakala has that big chance that comes off the post. It was almost like it came out just off the inside of the post. It could have went either way over in, but I mean it was a big chance. Should he have went across the keeper?
I felt, but as I say, he took too long, didn't he?
He's got to just see
He's
let Carter Vickers come here, but see, like fucking 5 seconds before Vickers comes here, he's got to rifle it across the fucking keeper to our side. He's got to, man, but
he's let Joe Hart get in a bad position as well.
Like, because Joe Hart's just narrowed the fucking angle down for him so much when he's came out. But, it was fucking hard, man.
Yeah. But Stephen, you were saying even if it went down to 3 points, you were still saying it was over anyway, weren't you?
The league was finished when Celtic beat us at Ibrox 2-1.
After the match, we'll go to the Rangers manager. He said, we need to win to close the gap to 3 points. We did everything. I couldn't ask for more, especially in the second half. The only thing is, we didn't score the big chances we had. We had a good performance physically. We looked strong as well. Now we have 3 days to prepare for Leipzig, and we have to show the same intentions and character we showed today. So immediately looking towards the European game, Gio. Ange says, it was pretty intense, as you'd expect, with so much on the line. We got our noses in front, then had our best opportunities to kill the game off. We didn't take them, and Rangers, to their credit, hung in there. They're a good side, and we had to hold on at the end to at least get the draw we need. We knew if we didn't win today, we were still in a good position. A draw leaves us in a really good position. So obviously not coming out and saying they've won the league, obviously you can't say that.
You won't get any manager saying that
before it's cut and dried.
But the Rangers were fucking 26 points or something ahead last season, and Gerrard was still saying, until it's mathematically impossible.
We were still shitting ourselves at 25 points.
I was even when we beat St Mirren, I'm going, should they be carrying on with us? Remember when I celebrated? I'm going, that's what we're doing here, man.
I threw it out on Twitter, on the Football Daft Twitter, just to get the fans' reaction. Jamie Kerr says, Gers should have edged it. Great first 20, went into a shell when Celtic scored. Reset at half-time, great full second half. Plus, Gers' fitness and resilience is looking good. Overall, domestic season summed up, good but not good enough. That was from Jamie. Rangers should have won it yesterday. Simple, says Ross. Wish we'd rested more players. Celtic's biggest game of the season, and it wasn't even our second biggest game over a 7-day period. That's from JC Sebo. 56 this year on Twitter says, but. Yeah, what a great. I think he's going to need to change that. We bossed the game for the first 20 minutes, then came into the game and probably had three huge chances. But in the second half, we totally outplayed them, which is incredible as we've played all those games and we're still fitter than them. There you go. Kev the Chef just says, Glasgow Celtic champions. Whoa. So that's what Kev's got to weigh in. Celtic won the first half. The Rangers won the second. Fair result. Celtic needed the draw, so they got the better results, says Michael. Celtic could have won it in the first half and Rangers could have won it in the second half, but both teams didn't take their chances. But for me, the league was already done. So it's about moving on and focusing on Thursday for Rangers, and that's from Lundstrom Loyal. So pretty much agreeing with all that, I'm guessing, guys.
Aye.
There's only one thing I don't agree with.
What's that?
56 this year.
Guys, I need to get your Celtic daft rated and your Rangers daft rated players from
Lundstrom.
Lundstrom.
Chris for Celtic.
Joe Hart.
Joe Hart. Getting it. He's made a big difference to Celtic, Joe Hart, hasn't he?
Well, I think it was McCoist that said maybe not McCoist, but one of the commentators says the difference between Celtic this season and last season we didn't have anybody capable of making the saves that Joe Hart had made yesterday. You know what I mean? So, he's been worth a few points for us. So, definitely Joe Hart for me.
What about the Dafties, Stephen Ingredo?
Bonner.
For the goal or just in general, Stephen?
Yeah, just for the goal.
Aye. Gredo, you got anyone else you want to put in the mix?
Aye, Bonner.
Chris for Celtic.
I'll go Hatate.
Hatate, just for hiding.
I'll go Hatate. Hatate.
While I was eating Hatate.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Right, so we're saying that's the league done now. Let's look towards Europe.
Next season.
Well, no, let's look to what, I mean, God, he's a winner. Let's talk briefly about the game on Thursday there, because we haven't even mentioned the game on Thursday there, guys. What did you make of the game on Thursday?
Well, they took 1-0 before the game started, but it was obviously a bit of a gut punch to lose a goal that late in the game, but sort of play for on Thursday, and it's probably going to be one of the most nerve-wracking weeks in history of being a Rangers fan.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, that goal was coming. The chance that Nkunku blew in that second half is unbelievable.
Aye. It was more like a 5-3-2 to start with him, didn't he? He just looked so disjointed. Ryan Jack didn't look like he knew what his job was. He didn't look like the midfield. There was too big a gap for the middle of the park to the front. But then when he changed at the second half and put King Daribo as the false nine, he was causing all sorts, man. The ball was sticking and we looked like we were causing more problems. But then he changed that again and put Sakala through the middle and put Aribo out. And I was like, why are you changing it again? Aye. But like Gredo says, it was like, you would have took it before it, but you're gone. It was a boot in the balls because it was the 85th minute. And I think we defended, a second half especially, we defended so we looked. Apart from that chance that Nkunku fucking hit by the post to sitter, you're gone. We can do this now, man. 0-0, but...
He's just scored for
Leipzig,
isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just... But 1-0, I mean, like you say, before the match, you know, I put on the group chat, would you take the 1-0? And I think he's all said, aye, we would. You take the 1-0 down back to Ibrox, you get a goal early on, you know, and, you know, anything can happen. I mean, Chris has obviously flagged up that Leipzig have a very good away record in Europe, unfortunately, you know, but and
they have a very, very good home record in Europe.
Yeah,
That's true.
They look a good side, though. I have to say, they look a right good football.
They look technically very, very good, but I think the next goal's a winner this tie. See if we get a goal well at Ibrox.
Yeah,
I think we could take
the crowd all just breath. What's the chat on Roof Boys? Is it looking like he's going to make it for Thursday? Is it still looking doubtful?
He's posting pictures in one of the fucking ice crypto fucking coffin time machine things.
It was almost the same one you posted me for the sunbeds all day, Gredo.
I think it was sunbeds.
but I mean he would make a big difference if he can make it and just get in that side for Thursday. He's going to make a huge difference, isn't he?
I don't think he'll be playing.
Yeah, you're looking at it going, see if he's 70% fit. You just go, go out there and just fucking empty yourself, mate, and we'll see you in the final. Do you know what I mean? Just go and empty yourself. Just go out there and then fucking just keep him in absolute cold storage until the final in Seville. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really think the Rangers fans are underestimating Leipzig. I really do.
How?
I just think that even though it was only 1-0 there, I think there's more to come for them. Especially the fact that Rangers need to open up now and come out and try and get a goal, because they are a tremendous counter-attacking side.
No, I'm not underestimating them. I think I said that they look class, but I just think there's a lot meant to come for them, but we went earlier and stuck to a game plan. It's going to be a different game plan at Ibrox. There's a lot meant to come for us, and you've seen what we can do.
That's what I mean, Stephen. See the fact that yous are going to be coming out now.
Gio's not that. We're not going to come out and fucking try and attack them like fuck and pure leave ourselves open. Do you know what I mean? There's only one goal in it. There's no difference for getting a goal in the fucking first minute or getting a goal in the 89th minute. We need to get a goal and win the game, and then you just see what happens there.
Fair enough. But
I'm not underestimating them, mate. I don't think any Rangers fan I spoke is underestimating them.
I think every Rangers fan thinks that it's cut and dried that they're going to be in the final. And I genuinely don't think that, Chris.
I don't think there's many Rangers supporters.
I don't know if it's just maybe the ones that I've spoke to are showing out, you know what I mean, saying we're going to be in the final and all that. But I think Thursday's going to be a disappointment for Rangers.
Any Rangers fan I spoke to says, don't know, because they're a very good
team. Well, they're missing right.
Aye.
And because the ones I'm talking to are talking to a wee tarrier.
let's get the predictions in here just now, boys, because we'll obviously be touching it on the main podcast this week. But what are you thinking?
You're putting that corner in the cob,
too. Oh, fucking brilliant, but of course it is, mate.
But Grado's more interested in the corner in the cob than getting a score prediction for Thursday. Right, Grado, what are you thinking for Thursday? You got a ticket for the game, first of all?
Yes.
Have you? Good lad. What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I'll take one each and we go for our penalties.
I mean,
after a full time, one each. You know what I mean? You get what I mean?
So we win 1-0 on the night?
No, you know what I fucking mean? That they've...
So 1-0 Rangers to go to penalties.
That's what I'm saying. Get the 1-0 on the night then.
Aye, that's what I says.
Aye, but you went, no. You says that's what I say.
Aye, all right, fucking give him a break, right? You know
give me a break, man. Fucking bullies.
Stephen, what are you thinking?
I can't see us keeping a clean sheet against that mob. No. I can see it being like 2-1 to us and then going to extra time. And I don't know.
You don't know.
If you go, start the season, go, you're 1-0 down in the semi-final in your second legs at Ibrox and you just need to win the game on the night to go through, you'd bite the horn off an opportunity like that. And we've beat better teams than that this year.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Yeah. Dortmund are fucking second in the German League. Know what I mean? So it's I don't know. It's a hard one. It's a really, really hard one.
I thought Red Star Belgrade played better.
Mm-hmm. I think... In the first game, I think the longer the game was going on, it looked like they were running out of ideas a wee bit. The game plan, we were working, and then it was a fucking wonder strike, you know what I mean, for the cunt. But
And they looked very, very, very relieved to have got that goal as well at full time. Almost, it was a kind of an arrogant celebration, but they were certainly relieved.
Aye.
That they got something for it.
So, fingers crossed, we'll talk about a wee bit more on the podcast this Thursday because we're recording Thursday afternoon ahead of the game. Then back to league business at the weekend. Celtic...
I'm over there on Thursday.
What's that?
He took the last semi-final half. I'll take the semi-final half then.
This your turn.
I'm going to the game. I will do this podcast.
Me and you then, John.
Yeah,
I'll do this podcast a bit back before then. These are on your own, boys.
Right, no worries.
Dan'll get a shot at predicting, no?
Yeah, go for it, mate.
I think Leipzig will beat Rangers 3-0 on Thursday night.
We knew you were going to say something like that, Tom.
That's what he was waiting in. Then, obviously...
I'll come back and bite me in the arse right enough, do you know what I mean? That's my new cuttings.
I love how Tom's an expert in fucking German football the last fucking week or so.
I'm an expert in Japanese football.
Never heard you talking about Leipzig all season or the boy in Kunku. Never heard about how good a counter-attack team this mob all season.
Why would I speak about German football?
I'm going to destroy
his... I'll tell you what, on the main podcast, we have Tom's International Football Corner, where each week he comes on and discusses the big... games from around the world.
This week it is the Malawian Premier Division.
Then it's on to back to league business. Celtic can't win the league this weekend, so Chris can wrestle at the Grado show, which is good news. Dundee United for Rangers.
Hearts. Play the voice.
For the voice. Yeah. Yeah.
Get Leon King out there, get fucking Lowry.
Is that what you do? Is that what you do in the week from now until the end of the season, Stephen?
If get Lowry to get Europa King. League final, I would be making wholesale changes,
aye. Yeah, just get the boys out there and give them a run out for the end of the season in the league. Aye, fair play. And then bring it all back. Chris, what about Hearts at home? See them. Do you think you might drop points there?
Nah.
Easy
peasy.
Easy peasy. So yeah, that's it for football daft. Celtic daft versus Rangers daft this week. We'll be back on the main show this Friday and we'll be rushing through it so Stephen can get to the football and Grado can get to the football. So we'll belt through that on Thursday when we record it. Vote on your moment of the week. What are you laughing at, Grado?
The way Tom's eating that sweet corn, man.
Who'd have thought at the start of this season? You'd be sitting there listening to fucking arrogant arse talk about Celtic.
I know, man. It's fucking, this is dark, innit?
Sitting there going,
have you not got corn the cob forks, too? No, you know how you
get... I genius is the fucking Hilton.
I went and invested in corn the cob forks.
Cut for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Big cup of juice. Not even
that. But you're right, Bob, it's fucking... It's hard to watch, isn't it? Just see them sitting there going...
Leipzig
will
pump
you. Stop and Kinko. Just get told out of Gio and you'll sort them out. Currently on the moment of the week, the votes are as follows. In last place, my nomination of Rylan loves Kelty with 7%. Bobby Madden's Insta is on 28%. Fox on 29%. And Charlie Adams Dive, Grado, you're winning at the moment 36%.
And Leipzig are currently getting beat 2-1.
Oh, really?
What are they really?
That's because I've got the boys at.
They've no, because Nkunku scored for them. And they've
Go through the side and Chris will be able to tell you exactly if they've got the boys
at. Do we go through it for you?
Go there.
Right. I bet I'm because I'm pulling up if you pronounce the fucking names. Silva, Nkunku, Olmo, Tessende, Campbell, Lema, Ukulele, Samikan.
Ukulele?
Ukulele retired about 5 years ago, mate.
Ukulele, he's you get some tune out of him.
Gavardio and the Galax. The
thing is, Chris Toll says stop Nkunku, stop Leipzig. We did stop Nkunku, but we still didn't stop Leipzig.
He stopped himself for a fucking chance.
Fuck that guy, by the way. Fuck that guy. Right, listen, we'll be back in the main podcast. That's it for a very calm Celtic daft versus Rangers daft tonight. I'm really impressed.
I'm glad to see the back of this year.
I know, man.
I know how you feel, man. See, at the end of the season last season, I was like, thank fuck.
Thank fuck, that's so see, next year, man, I'm going to be sitting there with fucking two corner cobs this time next year. Getting my potato wedges into my fucking barbecue sauce. You know what I mean?
The smoky chipotle barbecue, no less.
There we are.
Can't hide that Aldi money, Stevie.
That's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. We're up the road. See you on the main podcast this Friday.
Ta-da.